I bring you greetings from Kenya, Africa. I'm so blessed to be here this morning, and I appreciate the welcome, the hospitality that my wife Rachel and I have received since we came here. Rachel was here lastly 10 years ago, so I would just request her to stand, and that those who never met her may get a chance to see her. She looked exactly the same way she was 10 years ago. I want to say that God has been so good to us. We had a wonderful team from PCF come to Kenya last month in April, and we had a great time of ministry together. There was such a blessing to our people. The young man you saw playing the fiddle is my cousin. And that is in my childhood village where I was born, raised, and where I lived most of my life. The man that you saw dancing, wearing traditional regalia, all of them are my cousins and brothers. We live together there. They were celebrating the victory that God has won on their behalf through you people helping us drill a well for them. The old lady that you saw danced so much, that is my mother. It was a water dance celebrating what they never imagined, that in their lifetime they would stop going to the river to carry water to bring home for use. That came about because of you people, and we are very thankful. We give God glory that it happened. This morning, I want to share briefly the word of God. And if you so would, we will read from the book of Acts of Apostles. Acts of Apostles, chapter number 2. Acts chapter number 2, verse 1, but we will read some assorted verses. I'm reading from NIV. The Bible says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the old house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were saying in Jerusalem, they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one had their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, what does this mean? Let's pray. Our Father, Lord of heaven and earth, we thank you so much this morning for giving us opportunity to come and gather in your presence that you may speak to us. We have worshipped you with songs, songs of praises, songs that carries the message from our hearts. But God, again, you have prepared this opportunity that you may speak to us through your word. I want to pray that Holy Spirit take over and be the teacher, that I will only speak that which comes from the heart of the Father. I lift your name on high for each and every person, every family that is represented in this congregation this morning. Speak to us, Holy Spirit. Speak to us, our God. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I apologize for my African accent. It has just refused to go away. I've spoken here many times. 16 years ago, I believe, was the first time that I stood on this pulpit to share the word of God. And wherever I go back to my country, that accent keeps coming back. I want to apologize for those who are struggling to hear what I'm saying. But I pray that the Holy Spirit will do the communication. This morning I want to speak about a simple title that the Spirit of God gave me for our church this year. We are better together. That's the title of my message. We are better together. The words were so powerful that I went and printed t-shirts and gave to our youths with the writings on, we are better together. The word that I've read is a very famous and a very common story. The Pentecost story is known to all Christians of what happened in the book of Acts, chapter number 2. The Bible says that if you read the previous verses in chapter number 1, Jesus had just finished his earthly mission. He is resurrected, he has spoken to his disciples, and is now gone to be with the Father, to sit on his right hand as our advocate. But he left them with a message that was going to birth the church. The church, or Christianity, that in those days was called the new faith, was going to be founded on the words that Jesus left to his disciples. So he told them that go to Jerusalem and wait for the power to come. So Peter led the team and they went to Jerusalem. And they were, the Bible says, they were in the upper room. In verse 1, that introduces this important subject that we need to know as a church and as the body of Christ, is that when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together and in one place. They were all together. The Bible do not say that some of them were together in different places. The Bible says they were all together in one place. Beloved, there is power when the believers come together. There is power. And it is power that can do great things. That is why I say we are better together. And it doesn't mean that if you are alone in doing some things, you are bad. You are good. But when you and other believers join together, you are better. Simply, it just means that better is better than good. We are good alone in some of the things we do by ourselves. But when we come together, the moment that we join together, we are better. And the Bible reminds us that the disciples were together in one place, in one room, waiting for the great promise. Here is the revelation. Power is greater when we choose to work together. Amen. Power is greater when we choose to work together. Rachel and I have worked together with PCF, as I said, for 16 years. And during those 16 years, we have evidence of what our unity has brought about. Those 16 years, if you travel to Kenya, there is clear evidence of what our unity has brought about. Our ministry together have gone beyond Arcade, New York, because we chose to work together. God manifests himself. He manifests his power when believers choose to work together. In verse 7, we discover something very unique that touches my heart. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these people who are speaking Galileans?" What do we learn from that? Here is the revelation. Unity is the magnet that attracts people to our God. Many different people were there in Jerusalem that day. And if you continue reading downwards to verse 7, verse 8 and verse 9, they begin to count people from Asia, people from Arabia were there, people from Africa, Egypt and Libya, and Cyrene are mentioned there. Those are African countries. So everybody in the world was represented there. And because the disciples came together, the 120 of them, they operated in unity, that attracted the whole world. Here is the word of God. When we get united, when we remain united, our unity becomes the magnet that draws people to our God. They will admire our God as we continue getting united. Therefore, we cannot afford to be divided. You know, the devil also understands the power in unity. Even the devil knows that unity works. And you remember the story of the demoniac, the Gerasene demoniac. The demons came together, and there were so many. I think there were about 2,000 demons. Because when Jesus cast them out of that young man, they went into 2,000 pigs. So I'm assuming that there were 2,000 demons. And when the demons came together, you could not tie. The young man could not be tied. Even the chains, he could break them like that. In Genesis chapter 11, the story of the Tower of Babel. You remember that story. Man came together, though they came together for evil purpose, to make a name for themselves. And they started building the tower that they wanted to go to heaven through their own efforts. And God, heaven also had to come together to confuse their language. The Bible says that the God said, "Let's go down and confuse the language of man. Because the way I see them, there is nothing they cannot do." Unity is powerful. We can change our world as the body of Christ when we choose to remain united. I've been asking myself why America is such a powerful country. But I've discovered one thing, that it's because of your unity. America is not one country. It's about 50 countries coming together. And then they decided to form one state, one country. And that is your power. As in Africa, we have also almost the same number of countries as the same number of states in America. But because each country is operating on its own, different currency and different president, different whatever, that power is not there. There is power in unity. And that is why, beloved, we are better together. The moment we will continue to work together as the body of Christ, even in our local church, our community will not remain the same. When Rachel and I went to Ndewa, after my training, after graduating from Ealing Bible Institute, we moved to a town and a village where we were not born. We went as missionaries. Nobody knew us there. We were just Rachel and I and our By that time, we had three little kids. One of them just graduated last Saturday. And we went there. We did not know anybody. But we began to network with the pastors around. We began to work together and pray together with people. Today, I would say we have taken our town for Christ. If you come into that community, you will see the churches are growing, not just our church, but even other churches are beginning to thrive because we began to pray together. There is power in unity. Nations of the world will be attracted to our God when they see how united we are. When we are united, each one of us have something that someone in the crowd out there can relate to. In verse number 8, the Bible says, then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? The disciples, when the Holy Spirit came and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, they spoke in tongues, but they spoke tongues that were understandable. The Africans who were in Jerusalem that day heard something. The Europeans who were in Jerusalem that day heard something. All tribes, and they began to ask themselves, that we know these people. They are Galileans, but how comes we hear them in our native language? When we are united, each of us in the team have something that somebody in the crowd outside there can relate to. That is why our unity is so powerful. When you people helped us drill the last well, which Reverend Jody and the team came to dedicate, you may not understand the impact of that project. Because when we talk about wells and clean water in America, it doesn't feel the same way we feel it in Africa. That is why you saw those old women dancing. They were not dancing because the music was sweet. They were dancing because they got, to them they saw a miracle. They saw heaven come to earth. They saw God come to reward them. When we are united as the body of Christ, each of us will have something that relate to the people outside there and in the crowd. That is why when we took the gospel, your church, PCF, took the gospel to Dago Village. Dago Village means the swampy village, in a way that is more practical. To those people, if we just read to them from the Bible, it would not make as much impact as when we drilled a well for them. So to them, they related to that, the power of our unity in terms of getting that water. That is why I'm saying that when we are united, when the Church of Jesus remains united, we will minister to many people outside there. Because each of us in the house of God have something that the crowd outside there need. There is someone outside there that just needs somebody to love him. There is somebody outside there in the hospital just needs somebody to tell him you will be well. There is an orphan child outside there that only needs somebody to say, come into my house. Praise the name of the Lord. Unity is power. That is why I say we are better together. When we are united, we will achieve much when we choose to work together. Nations will be drawn to us when we work as a team. Somebody said that if you speak alone, you are just a voice. But when we speak together, we are a force. If you speak alone, you are just a voice. But when we speak together, we are a force. If you continue reading into chapter 3, and you see what happened, chapter 3 and chapter 4, they arrested Peter and John. And when they went, they told the brothers what happened. The Bible says they raised their voice together in prayer. And they prayed to God until something unique happened. The Bible says that the ground where they were standing, the ground shook. There was an earthquake. It means that when the church of Jesus are united and we pray for our world, it causes God to move in power. It causes God to move in power. It is unity that brings liberation. Soldiers that we celebrate today in your country for tomorrow, Memorial Day, they fought together. Some lost their lives, but the battle was won. The devil doesn't want that sometimes, and he wants to divide the people. The devil would want to fight you when you are alone. That is why he knows when we remain united, then we will win. Those prayers that we release today to those members of our church family that are sick or are in some kind of problem is powerful. In the ears of God, it makes a big difference. That is why I say, beloved, that we cannot afford to be alone. We cannot afford to walk alone. And God did not intend it to be so. He wanted us to work together. The Bible says, when I was reading chapter number 4, that Peter and John, as they were ministering and they were giving their testimony, the people who heard them realized that they were unschooled. They realized that they had very little education. But they wondered where they got the power and the courage that they used in speaking. The Bible says they spoke with power and courage, and that astonished the people. They tried to evaluate their educational profile, and there was very little they could connect to what was happening in their lives. What happened? Our unity in the church will eradicate our limitations. Our unity will override our weaknesses. Because when we are together, those who are weak will be strong. And I understand why Paul said that when I'm weak is when I am strong. Praise the name of the Lord. Our unity will help us to minimize our weaknesses. And I remember this story. I don't know if Reverend Jody, you will remember. There was a young man who came into my house when you people were there. He was the plumber. He was working on our water system, trying to do some repairs, putting some gutters on my roof. That boy walked into our home asking for food and accommodation. Thank you, Brother Joe. God bless you, my brother. Working for food and accommodation. And he came in. He's an orphan. His father died when he was 6 years old, and the mother took off with another man and abandoned him. So he kept living with different people and never went to school. So one afternoon, we see this boy walk into our home, and he's telling me that we have come only requesting, would you allow me stay here, live with you, so that I can work for you in your home in exchange of food and accommodation. But we took that boy to the Joy School. He was 17 years old, but we took him back to fifth grade because he had dropped out of school in fourth grade. So we told him, education is the only way that will help you. Go back to school. Don't mind about your age. And we sent him to our school. He could not pass his eighth grade exam to go to high school. Then I sent him to a trade school. And the boy graduated very successfully as a plumber. Today he's having his own business. He is married, and his wife is the worship leader of their church. He is the plumber that do my plumbing work. And wherever he come to work for me, he don't charge me. He just tell me, just give me fare back to my house. You cannot pay me. You have changed my life. The disciples, in their unity, the Bible says, if you read the last part of chapter 4, that they came together. They sold their, some sold their houses. They brought everything together. And the Bible says, none of them had any needs. All the needs were met. Unity is the only way to support one another. Unless we are united, beloved, we cannot achieve much. And that's why the Spirit of the Lord laid this message in my heart, that we are better together. Indeed, we are better together. Our unity will open doors for us for ministry. Many places in the world that we can go into only through our unity. Praise the name of the Lord. That is why today, for the last 16 years that my wife and I have been part of the PCF family, we have seen great harvest for the kingdom of God. We have graduated 78 pastors who today are trained and equipped. They have started churches and they are preaching the word of God. And we still have more who are continuing. We have 27 students in high school, orphaned kids, whose education is fully sponsored. And we have 7 in universities. Unity. Rachel and I could not do that on our own. We started in 1998 in our little house when we began the Joy School. But we could do very little. But the moment we got united, the moment you people came alongside us and you supported us, you know, it's one thing to support somebody, but it is another to stand with that person for a longer period of time. Amen. That is what PCF has done for us. For those 16 years, there is not even a month that we have missed support from you. And that has given us some stability in our own lives. We know we serve, but we know we will not miss food. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is what unity can do. Powerful. When the body of Christ are united. In chapter 3, I read this story about Simon Peter and John going into the temple. And they found this lame man begging by the temple gate. They did not give him handouts, but they gave him a hand. They didn't give him a handout, but they gave him a hand. The Bible says Simon reached out his hand and helped him stand. And when he stood, he did what Simon did not tell him to do. He walked, he jumped, and he praised the Lord. Unity. Unity helps us to give a hand to our brothers. That is the story we did with this boy, this orphan boy, the plumber. His name is Wycliffe. We gave him a hand. We did not give him a handout. Praise the name of the Lord. Unity. Muslims are really copying Christians. They are trying to copy what Christians are doing. And nowadays, Muslims have started schools. In our town, they have started a small school, and now they are supporting people. They have started charity work, which they were not doing before. But they realize that Christians are doing a lot of charity work, and that is helping them reach out more, so they have also started charity work. And they are trying to help, they are targeting Christians by giving them some help. And telling them, if you join our mosque, we will help you. The devil can only make a photocopy. But our God is original. Yes. Unity. I thank God because of what he has done through our connection. Rachel and I, we pray for you very regularly because we know that you help us carry the burden of the ministry that God has put on our shoulders. We pray for this church. We pray for the leadership of the church. And it's our prayer that God will continue to grow you, will continue to meet even your needs. And that's why I say, beloved, as long as we are still alive and breathing, we are better together. God bless you.